This is KCUR 89.3. In the wake of the presidential election, we wanted to take the pulse of our local religious communities, so we sent KCUR's Laura Ziegler out to a variety of houses of worship, and this is what she found.
It goes without saying that religious communities are not monolithic. That may be especially true after this election. So with that in mind, I arbitrarily selected representatives of a few local denominations, starting in the Muslim community. Hanif Khalil is with the Al and Shira Islamic Community, a community of primarily Black, American-born Muslims.
I think Donald Trump will be good for America. I don't feel like what he says resonates with me the same as it would with an immigrant. Some of the Muslims, quite honestly, they've come here, I believe, with intentions other than to the health of America. If you don't want to contribute to the good of America, then I think they're better off in their country of origin. This is my own personal opinion.
Mobin Mazir of the Islamic Center of Johnson County sees a backlash from Trump's rhetoric. The president-elect talked early in the campaign about a ban on Muslims entering the country and hinted he might support a Muslim registry. Mazir says now some girls wearing a hijab say they're facing bullying, and Muslim college students report an increase in discrimination.
They feel worried, they feel threatened, they feel concerned that it's going to be okay for people to discriminate against them. And that overarching voice, which was, this is not okay, is now going away to say, yeah, it is okay because the president thinks it's okay. And whether or not that's all, you know, political rhetoric or whether that's his real beliefs, that's what people are feeling. I saw a truck driving by today. It said, Muslim immigrants leave and take Obama with you or something like that.
Now, while the American Jewish community historically votes disproportionately Democratic and did this year, it's complicated. Both candidates expressed support for Israel, but Donald Trump made a point to say he'd work to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. The issue has long been a flashpoint in Mideast peace efforts. More Jews voted Republican this year than voted for Mitt Romney in 2012, according to the Pew Research Center. And local rabbis I spoke with say all their congregations had Trump supporters. Rabbi Rockoff with the Orthodox congregation BIAV says he wouldn't address questions of policy or politics from the pulpit.
What does Judaism have to say about building a wall along the Mexican border? It's tempting sometimes to say, oh, here's what Judaism has to say. But it's not always that simple, you know, because every policy decision is very layered.
Rabbi David Glickman of Synagogue Beth Shalom says some Jews are troubled by Trump's campaign rhetoric and his recent appointments of some with ties to anti-Semitic or racist groups. Kansas City is home to some 150 Holocaust survivors.
There is great concern in our community about the registration of Muslims. Our community is very sensitive to religious minorities needing to self-identify and register with the government.
The local Catholic Church likewise is concerned about issues of discrimination. Of the 11 parishes in the Kansas City, Kansas region, 6 offer masses in Spanish, according to the Archdiocese Pastoral Plan. Archbishop Joseph F. Nauman says the president-elect's immigration policies directly affect his parishioners.
We're hopeful, as the president-elect is saying now, he's talking about not deporting every undocumented immigrant in the country, but, you know, focusing on those that have serious criminal records.
At the same time, the Archbishop says Catholics are excited about the prospect of a conservative Supreme Court nominee with what he calls a broader view of religious liberty.
We're very hopeful the new administration will undo some of the things that President Obama has done that have a direct bearing on our ability to function as a church.
I think I can firmly speak for all of us that it was a bit surprising.
Laron Evans, pastor of the predominantly African-American Swope Parkway Church of Christ, says his members found much about Trump's campaign offensive. The characterization that their communities are war zones, Trump's association with avowed racists, and certain of his policies.
For an example, stop and frisk. I think that's a policy within itself that it will target certain demographics.
Finally, I traveled to South Overland Park to an ecumenical church. No denomination is on its website, and I was asked not to use the name. Out in the parking lot, I met up with a young couple, casually dressed in jeans and sweatshirts. This is only their second time at the church. They like it and hope they'll find a community that shares their pro-life views, among others. They also asked to not use their names.
I hope that things change for the better with healthcare, the economy, and make America great again.
I was happy about the outcome of the election. I think that he's going to be making some big changes that would be helpful for America.
As our conversation wrapped up, I was kindly escorted off the premises by church security. The leadership of the church, I was told, didn't want talk of politics or the election. They preferred to keep the house of worship as a place to relax in the wake of an exhausting campaign season. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.